If you people don't be quiet, Lenore's going to whistle. Good morning. Is the sound all right? Can you hear me in the back? I've heard a number of complaints about the acoustics. I don't know whether it's because of Bose or whatever, but if you do have difficulty hearing, please make it known. I'm Forrest McDonald. I teach history at the University of Alabama. As many of you know, a few years ago, the Old Fogies Division of the Philadelphia Society, of which obviously I'm one, came to the realization that, number one, we're aging, and number two, that the society was aging. One of the consequences of which was we initiated a youth program, and one of the consequences of that has been that Lenore thinks she heard 57. I thought I heard 37, but in any event, there are a lot of young people here, guests, on scholarships, and we're very pleased with the scholarship program and happy to see all the young faces here. But judging from the program so far, you would not think that the Young Turks were represented at all, because though the speakers so far have not been old fogies, they've been sort of middle-aged fogies. And we're rectifying that this morning by having on our program three very, very brilliant young ones. The first of these is John Barry. John Barry is president of the America's Future Foundation. It's a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit educational organization. It was founded in the spring of 1995 and supports limited government, free markets, personal responsibility, moral virtue, world leadership, and technological progress by educating and mobilizing today's young Americans and tomorrow's leaders. Before joining America's Future Foundation, Mr. Barry was an economic policy analyst with the Thomas A. Rowe Institute of Economic Policy Studies at Heritage. It says right here that that's a Washington, D.C.-based policy institute. I never heard of Heritage myself, but... Mr. Barry has authored or co-authored more than 50 papers and newspaper articles featured in various publications, including U.S. News and World Report, the Journal of Commerce, and Investors Business Daily. I would like to ask you about that afterwards, because Investors Business Daily is a publication which I've never seen a copy of, but in the course of the last year, for various reasons, various people who write for them have called me and interviewed me by telephone. I've never seen the results of the interviews, but anyway... Mr. Barry holds a Bachelor of Arts degree with honors in economics and government from the University of Notre Dame. While at Notre Dame, he was the editor-in-chief of an alternative campus magazine for 3 years. Currently, he's a doctoral candidate at the Department of Economics at George Mason University. His fields of study include Austrian economics and industrial organization. It does not say in your program what these people are going to be talking about, and frankly, I have no idea, but I bet it'll be good. Mr. Barry.